morning. Today is Monday, Columbus Day, October the 10th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Office of Ed, Superintendent of Education for a period of time because he didn't tell us that time he was here, Gary Eagles.
Good morning, Brian.
Howdy.
Welcome to another Monday.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Our quote this morning. Oh, you want one from, who's Ralph Walker?
Not somebody I'm personally familiar with.
No, and he uses big words too. So we're not going to use Ralph. We're going to use A.A. Miller in Winnie the Pooh.
Ah, yes.
Everybody is all right. Really.
Oh, my goodness. After last night's debate, we have to remind ourselves of that, I guess.
Hey, how about the football games too?
Yeah.
I mean, there were some really challenging things going on yesterday.
It was an interesting weekend.
Yes, it was. And we'll find out how the Giants are feeling tonight, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, they
put themselves in the corner.
Out of a hole pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah. We'll find out how that one plays out.
Our boys of October are slipping.
I didn't know June was such a long month.
Excellent point.
Reference to the swoon, everybody. Relax, relax. So here we are, middle of October. You've said this is your last rodeo.
Yes, I did.
Just time?
Well, it is. I've had the pleasure of serving as the county superintendent now for 14 years. And it has been an indeed pleasure. And in fact, time has flown so fast. I've been with the County Office of Education since 1984, so 32 years. Working with an outstanding individual, my predecessor, Dr. Louis Booker.
Where is Louis now?
Louis still around, Fortuna.
Okay.
I see him every now and then.
Just, okay.
Working on various community projects and enjoying retirement. But yes, it is time for a variety of reasons. And it was important to me to leave at a time when our programs and services at the county office are in high demand. We have good relationships with districts. We're viewed very positively by the community, and we've got some great partnerships going with community agencies. We've got facilities that are either new or modernized in the last few years, and the budget's in good shape. So it makes a perfect time for somebody to come in and build.
As they say, it couldn't get much better.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Maybe if you're going to leave on the zenith.
Well, I want to do it before the next recession.
Right. No kidding. Next stuff. So what happens? What's the process at this point?
Well, the County Board of Education has the opportunity to appoint an individual to fulfill the remaining months of my term, which in this particular case goes through December of 2018. And usually there's the transition the first week of January with somebody sworn in. So they're going to start the process very soon. In fact, we're going to be talking about how they might go about that this Wednesday in a special board retreat.
Oh, well, then we're lucky enough. We're going to get the preview when we come back, huh? All right. KINS News and Information Time is 8:19. We'll return with Gary Eagles.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Gary Eagles. Gary, the process of interiming is a little unique, I would suppose, because you pick up, you move for 18 months, 2 years. I mean, there's a commitment certainly associated with this. But you don't want to choose unwisely because it really could disrupt and uproot a whole bunch of things.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I have the utmost confidence in the County Board of Education to make a good decision. Many of the individuals on the board have decades of experience, including the most senior, Bob Siegman, who has 41 and a half years of experience on the board. And I think what's important is to understand the culture and the services that are rendered and the kinds of relationships that county offices of education need to have with their local districts. My five members of the board understand local districts. A couple of them were former teachers in those districts, and one was a former board member of one of our larger unified districts in past years. So they bring that background with them to the forefront. I believe while the board will be picking the individual who will complete the rest of my term, in all likelihood, the individuals that apply to be considered are looking at a long-term commitment. They will want to run for election and serve. I don't think my board is going to be interested in just a person that wants to do a short-term transition. I think they will be looking for somebody who has the skill set, the knowledge, the background, the experience to be a successful candidate in the long term.
Well, where would it be a stepping stone towards? I mean, we're far enough away. The district, county is big enough, right. Unless they won't.
This would probably be the capstone move for somebody. It's not unusual for district superintendents to move to larger districts and to relocate out of the area to find their next opportunity. When it comes to the county office of education superintendency, it is the pinnacle in terms of the educational hierarchy here in for education, as it is in all other counties.
Kind of regionally though, too, isn't it?
And well, it is one of the larger ones in this north part of the state too, given our size of Humboldt County compared to say Del Norte or Trinity or Siskiyou, or even Mendocino for that matter. I believe the next candidate will probably come from the executive ranks of a local district or the managerial group of the county office. And that person will be looking to come into the role of county superintendent as their last step in the educational process in terms of their educational administration.
This one's a little weird. It's not like the CAO or city manager where it's an appointed position.
No.
The fact that it's an elected throws it into a whole different atmosphere, I guess, would be the simplest way. Yeah.
It totally does. The Board of Education, these five members of the board, will be basically be substituting for the electorate when they select the next person. Now, granted, it's for just, 18 months or 20 months if the person starts a little sooner than July 1. But if that person runs for election, then, of course, the public will have the opportunity to affirm that appointment. And here's what's unique. Because it's an elected position, all of the applicants will be publicly known. All of the interviews will be conducted in public. Even the discussion of the board itself when talking about candidates and who they wish to select is all done in public.
I guess it's good that nobody shows up, huh?
I suspect these will be some county board meetings where people may actually show. In fact, that's one of the things that I know the Board of Education is going to be discussing on Wednesday when they start talking about the process, is how do they involve the public, and where do they hold their meetings, and maybe they use public media to broadcast, because we do have that capability to work with simulcast with Access Humboldt and through television broadcasting, just like the board for the Board of Supervisors had broadcasted their budget hearings across the county. That may be something our Board of Education may want to do.
It's really, I guess, unsettling would be the term that I have for me to think that a personnel session, which is kind of what this thing is, elongated, is in public. I mean, everything we hear about, all labor law, all everything, personnel issues, you put them in Fort Knox. they're not for public, not for public, not for public, but this is.
Yes. This is very similar to the process that the Board of Education would follow if they had a vacancy on the board itself, because they would do the same thing, because members of the boards of education, both county and district, are elected.
But that's a volunteer position as opposed to
But it's still an elected official on paper. You're right.
Yeah.
But it's always an open process. Candidates are interviewed, and the discussion ensues, and position selection is made. And once again, it's all done in public. So it will be interesting to see who shows up at the door and wants to go through the process and is willing to put themselves out for public inspection.
When you ran, Louis was saying goodbye.
Yes.
So it wasn't a midterm. It was just a normal political process.
Yes.
Rather than something different. KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Superintendent of Schools, Gary Eagles. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by Redec. So, Gary, this process that's normally behind the curtain is now out in front of the stage in the spotlight. What is going to be, do you think, some of the biggest surprises for the community as this process of selection evolves?
Well, I think they'll be very interested to see who in fact steps forward to want to serve. As we were talking in the break, sometimes when people apply for jobs, normally, if they were going to for a district superintendency, they might not tell their current district or a lot of people in their current district that they were applying for the job. This one, on the other hand, once you turn in your application, it will become publicly known. So obviously, the candidates who are going to apply, either from inside my office or from a local district or elsewhere, because the candidate's good from anywhere, and we'll talk about the qualifications in a bit, but they're going to have to get the awareness out in their wherever their current employer is. I actually see that as an opportunity for those people to actually get on board and serve as a little extra propulsion for that candidate's application. I think they could rally some troops together and support.
So having his boss, having their bosses box everything up in their office is a positive sign in this situation.
No, I don't think it quite goes that far, but I do think that the rooters, cheerleaders, as it were, on the side. But, you know, when you run for office, you expose yourself to public scrutiny. I mean, that is what it is all about. And as evidenced by on the national scene to an extreme degree this particular year. But when you run for local office, you know, your position on issues, your vision, in this case for education, and your vision for servicing districts and supporting communities, that's all out there, and people ask you questions about your background, your experience, what you've accomplished in the past, and everything. You get that anyway in public debates and forums. Now, I had the benefit of running contested back in the very beginning, back more than 15 years ago, And I was subsequently elected to three additional terms, and I ran unopposed. So people haven't seen me publicly out there running for office as a person normally would every 4 years. But I see this process that the board is going to have with the candidates that want my position coming up as being very much like what a person would go through. It's going to be a lot cheaper to apply for this consideration than it would be to run for an election. So the individual applicants do save a little money this
go. On the get-go, yeah.
But be prepared to spend money next time, because it's quite likely that by only being in a few months, 18, 20 months perhaps, that they won't have established themselves as an incumbent, and they could face a challenged election in June of 2018.
So as you see something like this, is there a large group in the club who have been appointed for superintendents throughout the state? Is this a pretty common event?
It actually is. I would say that as I observed my colleagues in the 57 other county offices of education, that leaving midterm is something that's done, I would say, at least 50% of the time, and maybe even more than that. It, particularly those who have been in office a long time, as I have been. We get concerned. You know, we get attached, obviously, to the office. I mean, I have had a wonderful opportunity with the county office over these 32 years. But I'm very invested, and while I expect that a person's going to come into my position and do things differently in the future, as they should, because education's needs will be different, and the district's needs and children's needs need to be responded to in a different way than we're doing now. Nevertheless, I'm interested in a transition. I'm interested in somebody who doesn't want to tear down what's there, but who wants to build up and take it to the next level. And for me, I not only looked at this being a really good time for somebody to step in, I also saw this as an opportunity for, by giving it to the Board of Education, who knows the program best, that they'll be able to select somebody that will come in with that attitude to build.
Are they looking for you to have a voice?
I don't believe so, and I wouldn't want one anyway. I would want to be able to step back on the sidelines and be a point of information booth, as you might say, for the candidates who want to come in and talk about the offices, its needs, how it operates, what the philosophy has been, the structure, etc., and why, so that I can be a resource to any of the candidates equally. I don't want to pick my successor. If this had gone to an election and we had two or three people applying, I probably would have taken a position on one of the candidates. But in this particular case, I want to turn it over to the Board of Education and let them make the decision.
KINS News and Information Times 842. We'll be back with more from Gary Eagles.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Gary Eagles. So, Gary, if somebody has a wild hair and decides that they want to sit in the big boy chair,
Yes. What
is there room for somebody who's not an academician? Or do you have to come out of education?
Well, you actually have to have a California administrative credential. It's part of the statute. It's interesting. You have... As for any elected office, you have to be 18 years of age. You have to be registered in the county in which you are serving, and in this particular case, registered by the time you're sworn in. So you still could be an applicant from out of the area coming here, as long as you move, established yourself, registered, vote, then you could be sworn in. But you do have to have an administrative credential, which means you have to have had some time in your past what they call a base credential. You were a teacher, a counselor, a school psychologist, something of that nature, and then you went on and got additional certification to run schools. I mean, you serve as the advisor to local districts, so you ought to know how to run schools.
And that's the difference between a principal and a superintendent?
Well, a principal, yes. A principal could step in and learn the superintendency, just like a principal could run for my position, because it is the same administrative credential. They would be at a little bit of a disadvantage coming from a principalship when they haven't run the entire operation from the superintendency. But that's not to say it couldn't happen. We could have somebody at Humboldt State University who has been in K-12 education sometime in the past, has a teaching and administrative credential perhaps, went to the university to teach in a particular subject matter, who now wants to come back and work in K-12 education and be the county superintendent. What a person brings to this role is more than just the minimum statutory requirements. And I think what's going to be interesting is to see the County Board of Education try to describe in their minds what they'd be looking for in terms of an ideal or a preferred candidate.
Are you going to help with that one? Or just be a sounding board?
I will be a resource to them in talking about qualities, skills, backgrounds, and experiences maybe that I brought in, maybe that Louie brought in, what other county superintendents that I know have brought into their jobs. But then it's up to the county board to select from that. I will be supportive to them to the extent that they wish me to be. And then, of course, I will play whatever kind of support role I can to that next individual coming in. I can tell you that the county superintendent role is unique from all others in education. And until you get into the county superintendent role, you really don't understand all that's there.
Being the HR guy puts you in a whole different ballgame than what anybody else is.
Yeah, but when you are county superintendent, you've got to manage the personnel stuff. You oversee your own budgets plus all the 31 districts' budgets. There's a lot of stuff on your plate, a lot of relationships that are different than coming, say, from a district. It's going to be fun to sit back and watch that process, and I'll keep you informed through our conversation.
Yeah, I bet you somewhere down the road you'll tell us what you're going to do after. I got an idea, but hey, we've run out of time. We've been Talking Shop with Gary Eagles. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.